Jerry Bader Show, 9:50. Yeah, I agree with that. Talking about Captain Phillips, the crew claims it's all made up. But it's a great movie by all accounts. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go see it. Because for me, the appeal of going to things based on actual events is the actual event. Yeah, our movie guy here says it was fabulous. So was Argo. But see, Argo lost something for me when I found out it was all crap. It's just a movie. I get, but see, that is my entire point, Jason. That's my entire point, is I can't live in that twilight zone where it's about a real event, but it's not real. A friend points out, though, that the real appeal for me would be the U.S. snipers who took out the bastards from a moving ship shooting onto a moving boat. I would think that, well, everything that happened prior to the military arriving there should be really no excuse for things not being fairly accurate after that time. That's true. By the way, a listener says that he and his lady friend went and saw Gravity on opening weekend. It was pretty cool. I love this line. We just wished they had left Clooney floating in outer space. You mean they save him? You ruined the whole damn movie for me. I'm kidding. I think I'm going to go see Gravity. It was kind of like the guy that invented the intermittent windshield wiper and Ford and Chrysler stole it from him. Flash of Brilliance, was that the name of that one? Something like that. Seriously. Did I say theater again? I can't. That's not the same guy. That's not the same guy that he. Theater. Only two out of how many listeners care? Two out of thousands of listeners care. Well, but theater is wrong. It's theater. Theater. I know. I'm never going to get that right. Isn't it amazing, though? Okay, so I'm having this conversation about this, and what do they notice? They notice how I pronounce the damn word. Some people are so anal retentive. Jerry, I saw Captain Phillips last Friday night. The movie depicted tension between captain and crew as he chastised them for sitting around drinking coffee on two occasions and mentioned they signed up for the trip and needed to man up after the first attempt to hijack the ship. The union was mentioned as well. I like the movie. Don't know if they Hollywooded it up. I did like the SEALs operation. I recommend you see it. All right. It really bugs you that people correct me on that, doesn't it? Just drives you crazy over there. We had a former employee who used to correct me on it as well. Oh, it's just funny, though, that that's of all of the things they pick out. Jason says, ask 1,000 people to say it today. Nobody will say it right. Yeah, some will. The former employee who also criticized me about it, that person probably would, too. So, anyway, on to other things. I tell you what, we will do this. We're going to just get this started. And then in the next half hour, I want to spend a lot of time on this. What's that? This would be actually a who. Well, who are you going to spend a lot of time talking about in the next half hour? Whom are you going to talk? Yeah. Now Jason's like, I think you said that wrong, and some grammar Nazi is going to call and correct you. Well, that's entirely possible. I will be speaking of Mary Burke, Democratic gubernatorial candidate for governor. There are several things going on in the news considering Mary Burke. Talked about one last week. Did she really help bring a business here, Uline, the way she claims she did? The company president or founder says no. She was on Mike Gesche's show over the weekend out of Milwaukee. She said something fascinating. I want to spend some time on it in the next half hour. She said the state's tax climate has nothing to do with whether or not jobs grow in Wisconsin. She said, well, when I was in Trek, we didn't care about the taxes. No, that doesn't have anything to do with that at all. We may ask business owners to weigh in on that. We're also keeping an eye on what's going on in Washington, and Republicans are supposed to be presenting in the House their version of events. But I do want to spend a lot of time on Mary Burke. There is that. There is a news conference, and I talked about this. She held a rather She held an unusual news conference in Green Bay, where it was very brief, structured by her staff on how many questions people could ask. It was each reporter got one turn. They could ask a couple of questions, but they each got one turn, and that was it. I don't want to take her lightly, but I will tell you right now, and I'm going to make my case on this when we get to this in the next half hour. I think she's a complete and utter lightweight from what I know. Now, I could be wrong about that, but out of the gate, she has stumbled badly, and even though she has millions of her own money to spend, I am not quivering in fear at this moment of a Mary Burke candidacy. I think they have such a tight control on what she says because I am not going to say she isn't smart. I don't know that. I've never met her. But she doesn't seem to be politically smart, Jason. Thank you. It's exactly, yeah. Or politically informed beyond the regular liberal platitudes. Now, that doesn't mean that she can't politically savvy. Another good way to put it, Jason. She could grow. I admit now that Sarah Palin had a lot of growing to do when she hit the national scene. I think she has since grown. The other thing is, though, I will say this forever. Sarah Palin, I think, was literally a last-minute pick. Last minute. I don't think John McCain knew her personally. I don't think she knew McCain. And I think the Inside the Beltway establishment Republicans hated this woman from the wilderness. That's what I believe. And as such, it turned out badly. And I think she was treated unfairly, of course, by the media. But I think she did have some growing to do in foreign policy and some other issues. I think she would make an excellent candidate today. The problem is all of the other stuff would be dredged up. So Burke could grow, but will she? We'll get into that and other things starting at 10:06. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.